Good morning. Happy New Year again. Thanks for joining us here and also online to worship together again in this 2026. Today is the second Sunday in January, but also it's the Epiphany Sunday that we celebrate. Many churches celebrated that last Sunday. Epiphany is the commemoration of the visit of the Magi, the three wise men from the east, came to visit the baby Jesus. It is generally on January 6th, so you can either choose last Sunday or this Sunday to celebrate that. We decided for this Sunday. And the word Epiphany, I told you before, is a Greek word that means to shine upon in darkness or to reveal something's hidden. So this is a revelation of Jesus Christ to the east, people who did not know the Jewish God or the living God that they worshipped. They were out of the, they called them Gentiles. So this was a Gentile, and an epiphany or a revelation of Jesus Christ as God to the Gentiles, to the people who are not of Jewish origin. So there's a revelation of Jesus in the baby as a Messiah for the Jewish people. And for the Gentiles, it is the epiphany that we celebrate. That's just a church story. But there's nothing other than Matthew describes there three wise men came from the east to visit Jesus. I will go through that in my sermon today, very interesting story. It's only that we read that in the Gospel of Matthew. The announcements are listed on the second page in the bulletin. Those are the regular announcements that we have. I will go over that real quickly. Our third Thursday luncheon is going to be on the 15th, which is this coming Thursday, at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Please join at 1 p.m. for a time of fellowship and lunch. And today is the Epiphany Sunday, and then January 18 we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. That I will explain that also, and it's also Human Relations Sunday, but that the United States celebrate the Martin Luther King Day on that Monday. And February 15th will be Transfiguration Sunday, that Jesus Christ was revealed in his mission to this world. And then we will have Lent starting in February 18th. So that's how the Christian calendar is listed there. Those are the announcements that I have. I don't have anything special to add. Anybody have anything else? We have a lot of people who called me and texted me that they are not feeling well. That's why we don't have many people that are not here today. I will go over that at the prayer time. If nobody has anything special to add as announcements, we'll start worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 254, which is We Three Kings of Orient Are.
We Three Kings of Orient Are. Towers afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding. Guide us to thy perfect love. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, glory I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, ever us all to reign. Royal beauty bright, westward leading. worshiping God on high. O star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Mary's mind is bitter perfume, brings a life of gathering bloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealing the stone cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and sky. O star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect love.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you this time that you have given us to gather in your name as your children in this church and also online to worship you. You formed and created everything seen and unseen from nothing. You are our creator, our sustainer, and our redeemer. We acknowledge the glory of eternal triune God, the Father, Son, and Almighty Holy Spirit. You made one blood of all nations and revealed to all people by a star in the east whose name is Emmanuel. Enable us to know your presence with us, O God, and help us to proclaim the riches of your grace that you have shown to us through Jesus Christ. Thank you again for giving us this opportunity to worship together as your children. Thank you for your presence with us here today, O God. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We adore you, we worship you, O God. Help us, Lord, to worship you and honor you in our singing, in our prayers, and the meditation of the word, everything we do here, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill his heart with thy love. May his soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
You remain standing. We will read the responsive reading now, which is Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7.
O God, be gracious to us and bless us and make your face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations.
Let peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us.
May God continue to bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear God.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. So prayer time, where we share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives every day. And also we share our prayers of concerns and burdens with each other and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his will and his time. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin in those boxes. We have several more that came in that I have to add. Robert, you know Robert here. Robert had a problem with his intestine last week, and it looks like he is having a fever today, so we'll probably have to go back and to the doctor next week. And whatever he's going through, he says there's some kind of an infection probably happened in his intestine somewhere. He may need surgery, so please keep him in our prayers. And then Gene Barrington, after his second surgery of the hip, came back home on Tuesday. And he's doing much better, but his recovery time has lengthened because of the second surgery and the problems that happened because of that. So please keep Gene Barrington also in our prayers. Lou had some kind of a flu, and she said she couldn't move or walk or anything. So please keep her in our prayers. She said she went out for something and came back home and could not get out of the car. So I don't know what is going on. They probably think that eventually she needs a wheelchair or something. That's what they're suggesting. So please keep her in our prayers during this time. And the others that we have been praying for, Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Jenny Owens, and Yolanda is here today. Hope you're feeling okay. So-so?
Yes.
Please, we'll keep you in our prayers continuously. And Pam, Lisa's mom. She better?
She's doing pretty good.
Okay. Please keep all these people in our regular prayers every day. And also the other prayer items listed there, names of these people, continue to pray for them. Jean McPrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basur, Carol Clemens, and Jerry Raines for their health situations during this time. Let us keep them in our prayers. Also, I have a prayer request for Adam. He's going for some treatment, so please keep him in our prayers also. And we need to also remember Melissa Pilcher. I took that name out, but she needs more prayer, so I will add her back into the prayer list that we had prayed for her before some family situations and financial situations she's going through. And pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who help us behind the scenes to make our life easy and comfortable every day. So let us remember them every day and be thankful for their services, and pray for them and for their families. Our nation, president, leaders of the Congress, and many others that make decisions, let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions, especially during this time of unrest and many other things are happening around our country and around the world. It's kind of getting a little uneasy with all the problems that we are seeing, the shooting and riots happening around the country and around the world. So let us remember all of these leaders in our prayers that God will give them the wisdom. Every decision, every word they speak can cause either problem or can bring peace. So that God will bring, give them the wisdom to do the right things and speak the right words that will bring peace and unity in this country and also around the world. Let us remember the world leaders also, that they will also fear God when they make decisions and bring peace to this world. Let us remember our church and our prayers regularly, that God has given us this community that we need to serve here, that we will be faithful in serving others with all whatever resources that we have. Thanks be to God for a good holiday season that we were able to be of help to some families here. Let us continue to do whatever way we can to help out this community and be a light or beacon of Christ in this world. Pray for all the churches incoming. Pray for all the pastors and missionaries and leaders in many, many parts of the world, that the work that they are doing will bring people to the kingdom of God and change the lives of people. So let us remember those people who are working in the vineyard of God's kingdom. Those are the prayer requests that I have. If anybody have anything else to call out, nothing else. I know Linda didn't come today. She's not feeling well either, so please keep her in our prayers also. If nobody has anything to call out, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture promises us not to worry about things. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Merciful and gracious God, we come before you as your children with thanksgiving and a grateful heart for all the blessings that you shower upon us every day. You give us the gift of life to get up every morning to see the sunlight. Today you gave us the strength to get up this morning and be here today. The health and strength that you gave us today is from your gift, O God, and thank you for that. We thank you for keeping us safe in every walk of our life, in our drivings, in our walking, in our running, going away and coming in. You keep us safe, Lord, and it's only because of your care that we are alive here today, Lord, and we thank you for that. Above all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom you have given us eternal life so that we can spend our eternity with you, God. Thank you for everything that you give us. We come before you with our burdens and concerns also, O God. Many of us need healing in our bodies. We are broken in many different ways in our bodies and spirits and souls, but you are the one, the great physician who can make us whole, not only in our bodies, but also in our spirit. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you become our friend, O God. And when we go through life's sorrows and pain and sickness, you are our great comforter and physician. We look up to you for courage in the face of opposition and peace under pressure, and faith in the face of pain and suffering. We lift up the ones who have named here already, especially. We pray for Jean Barrington and Robert, as they are looking for their recovery time, and especially Robert going back to the doctor next week. Bless them with your grace, Lord, and bless the doctors and nurses who care for them, that they will do the right thing and they will be healed completely, recovered back to normal. We also remember Jenny, Pastor Tim Owen's wife, who is discharged from the hospital, and she is back in a rehab. We pray for her also and Pastor Tim. Bless them, Lord, and bless her with your healing and a complete recovery for her health issues. We pray for Adam as they are working towards their procedures. We pray that you will be with him and his family. We pray for all those who need healing, especially Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Jenny Owens, Yolanda, Pam, Lou, and all those we have lifted up. Jean McPrayer, Grace Ains, Harry Bezor, Carol Clemens, and Jerry Raines, and many, many others asked our prayers in various situations of their health issues. We pray for your healing hand to touch them, O God. As we pray today now, let your presence be there and let them feel your presence in their bodies, that you are the great healer. But we above all give them into your hands for your will at your time to heal them, O God. We pray for peace in their lives and their families' lives above all. We thank you again for being our great sustainer and healer, and help us always to come to you for our healing and our needs also, God. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions. During a time of unrest and riots happening in this country and around the world, we need your presence, O God, more than ever. Let your Holy Spirit move through these situations, that we'll have peace and unity in this country and peace in the world. Pray for the world leaders also. We also pray for our service workers. We thank you for their service, our military, fire, police, and construction workers and farmers and grocery clerks, delivery people, trash workers, many, many, many others that work behind the scenes in good weather and bad weather to serve us and help us with our lives to be nicer and better every day. We thank you for their services and we pray for them and for their families, for their safety. We pray for our church that you have given us to witness in this community to the kingdom of God, that we will be faithful in all the opportunities and doors that you have opened us, that we will use them to serve the people who are in need around us, O God. We especially pray for the Hispanic ministry also. Bless them with your guidance as they go out in the fields, that you open the doors for many people to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, the love that you have shown to us, that we can share with them, O God. Bless us today, Lord, as we gather to worship together. Let your name be lifted up in everything we do here, Lord, especially when we meditate on your word. Open our hearts so that we can receive your word and be empowered by the power of your word and your spirit. Help us, Lord, to be your witnesses faithfully in wherever you place us in our lives. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory.
Doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son,
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for family and friends and all the blessings in our lives, and thank you for your safety over us and just continuing to be with us each day. And we give back a portion of everything that you give us, and we just pray that you bless this offering and use it to however it's needed to be used in your kingdom, Lord, and just keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which today comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for this child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to experience powerfully in our lives as life and spirit. As we meditate on your word, O God, open our hearts so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls, O God, so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. As we remember the visit of the wise men from the east who came and visited the baby Jesus, help us to understand the revelation of God's kingdom to the whole world is still relevant today. As witnesses of God's kingdom in this world, help us to open our hearts to others around us so that we can all be together in the kingdom of God as one people. Thank you again for your presence in our midst. May the meditations of all of our hearts and all of what we do here bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The visit of the Magi, the three wise men from the east who came to visit the baby Jesus, is a well-known story that I don't have to retell or explain that story to any of you here. I hope not. It's a great story that we have learned in many different times in our lives and remembered many different times, but many times we don't hear that much preached in the churches. Because it's only one gospel that lists this story, Matthew's gospel, about the visit of the wise men. And the hymn that we sang here today as opening hymn, "Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the baby Jesus," what we sang, leads us to think that the star was going or moving from the east to the west. But we all know that stars don't move. Only the earth moves. But the star was a sign in the east that gave them a sign for the astrologers. These people were wise men. Many of them were astrologers in the east. They could calculate the positions of stars, especially new stars that pop up in the sky seasonally, and understand the meaning. That's what still some astrologers do that. The positions of the stars, they can predict some of the world events, natural disasters, and things like that. I don't know how much scientific it is, but many people still follow that. So these are the kind of people that came to visit, and those were wise men. They were also people of well-placed positions in the society at that time, because not everybody can go straight into the palace of Herod, King Herod, and have a visit with King Herod. So they probably had some influence or some kind of a power, well-placed people at that time in the society. Anyway, they came from, and we only see three people as wise men listed there in the gospel and the stories, but there could be more people as their accomplices and helpers, because it was a long way. On the camels, they had to travel all the way from the Middle East. Some people say that they came from Persia, and some people say that came from all the way from India. But anyway, they came a long distance. And the star rose up in the sky at the birth of the Savior, the Messiah. So when, as we think or read or imagine, because of the pictures we see and the songs that we sing, we think that the wise men came and saw the baby in the manger. Not probably so. The baby was there probably in the manger, probably 1 or 2 days maximum, because the city was crowded. They could not live in a manger with that kind of situation with a baby too long. So as soon as the baby was born, they got the sign, and they set out on their journey. Probably took a year, at least, maybe more, to get to the place where Jesus was born. So they followed a star. Every day they looked at the star and looked at the positions. But the star remains the same, but their positions change as they travel. So it's not the star traveling, but the people travel. But the sign was the star in the sky. And one of the astrologers, late known astrologers in our history, who I think the Rutgers University, published a paper on this star. You can look it up. And he actually says that there was a star during the time that King Herod was the king. Historically, he framed the time and said there was a star that was in the sky at that time, according to his studies and research. So there was some kind of a sign. They followed, and they set out on a journey to see the baby Jesus, the Savior, the King of the Jews. That's what they called. So today the topic of why they came is more important that I wanted to bring out than how they came. Many times we talk about the camels and the gifts that they brought. You know, they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, three gifts that is mentioned in the Bible. But more than that, the reason for their visit is more important. They could have sent gifts somehow, some different ways. And also the three gifts that they brought was very unusual gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold we can understand as a gift, but the other stuff we don't understand it. Somebody was writing on the internet one day when I read this, that if there were three women, the gifts would have been different. Probably they brought diapers and baby clothes, and probably they came and cleaned up the area to help out Mary and Joseph, and then probably showed up again the next weekend to do and help out. So it's not about three women. It is three men who brought these gifts, and some of them said that they were not very smart gifts for a baby. But there are important spiritual lessons that we can gather if we know the history of Jewish faith and their traditions. So we'll get into that. But the important question that I wanted to ask everyone here today and also to the world through the gospel is that, have you been to Jesus to see the baby? The wise men from the east came because they were given a sign in the sky. We are being given signs every day in the sky of our lives. As we live out our lives in our everyday situations, when we face the problems of our lives and situations that we need to encounter, we are seeing signs. Have you seen or have you gone with this to the Savior of the world? Your need. Have you visited Jesus? Have you taken your issue, your problem, your burden to God first? So that's what "Have You Been to Jesus" is one of the songs that we are going to sing at the end of this session today, that these people who got the sign from God or from whatever they thought it was from the sky, they decided to go and visit Jesus, the baby Jesus. A question that refuses to stay in the past, settle with the present, and insists on a journey forward to encounter the truth. The pursuit of truth will take you to the truth himself, who is Jesus Christ. He is the truth, the way and the life. He said, I am the way, the truth and the life. The truth came to this world and lived among us. We also call truth the light because lies are darkness and the truth is light. So whoever is in darkness are living in dark lies and mysteries where the light opens up and you will see the revelation of truth. That's what these people were looking for in Jesus Christ. The pursuit of truth, to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, eternal and almighty God. The wise men from the east were not raised in the faith of Israel. They were outsiders, but they were seekers. They had questions, and they knew through the sign that their questions can be answered by the one who they wanted to go and see. They refused to settle on a second-hand faith. They decided to go themselves. They could have sent somebody else, maybe a delegation, or like a committee, or somebody who can travel, younger than them, or some other means of doing that. But Matthew tells us that they decided to go to this king, to see this baby themselves. So there is no second-hand faith. They wanted to know them, the baby, see the baby, touch the baby, and give the gift to the baby personally. It's not through Amazon or UPS. I'm not sure they had Amazon or UPS at that time. But here we are very easy now. We send a gift to anybody through anything. How many times we take a gift to somebody to their door anymore? UPS will do it. Amazon will do it. Like my grandson say, I get gifts. And who gives you gifts? Amazon. That's all he knows. It doesn't matter who gave you the gift. He knows the Amazon box comes there. But these people decided to go themselves and see that king personally because they know that their darkness in their lives can only be revealed and opened up to the light of God of truth only through this baby, the Savior of the world. And they wanted to experience that personally in their lives. We need to go see Jesus by ourselves. We cannot have a second-hand faith. If our parents had been Christians, or grandparents have been Christian for generations, does not mean that you can be a Christian. You come to church every Sunday and worship together, it's a good thing, but doesn't make you a Christian. You can live in a garage and doesn't make you a car. We ought to be Christians by experiencing Jesus Christ personally in our lives. That's what they decided to do. Many people see the signs of God's activity in their lives every day. They admire the star. They discuss the star, they debate over it, but they never follow it. They never decide to set up on a journey to encounter the baby Jesus. The faith that they wanted to experience was a personal faith, a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, my Lord and my Savior in my heart. It's not about my parents, it's not about my brothers or my wife. My wife may be a good Christian. That she has to know personally. I have to know personally Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in my life. The question is whether or not God has revealed it to you, because the revelation is already there. The question is whether are you willing to follow and go and see this Jesus. We cannot live on borrowed faith. We cannot understand sometimes these things, but we can experience these things. How can you explain somebody over the phone about the smell of a flower? How can you explain it? I mean, you have a flower in your hand, you can show it through FaceTime or anything, something, you know, this is how it looks like. But when you smell it, I don't know if there is any technology out there, you can send the flower over the internet, the smell. You can say it smells like rose, it smells like this, or something similar. But the exact smell of that flower has to be experienced personally. That's what our faith is. You cannot have that experience explained or described to somebody. Everybody has to experience and have an encounter with the baby Jesus or the Savior Jesus personally. We have to touch it, we have to experience it, we have to feel it. The disciple John, who wrote the letter of John, that says that that which was in the beginning that we heard, and we have seen with our eyes, and we have touched with our hands. He followed Jesus every day as a disciple. He had heard with his ears and seen with his eyes and touched with his hands. That's the experiential nature of our faith. Experience cannot be replaced by anything else. You know, it cannot be replaced by reason, and we know that. So the story of the visit of the wise men reminds us that the salvation begins with a personal faith. And then they were willing to leave what was familiar. They took a long journey leaving their familiar situations and took on a very difficult journey from the deserts and the oceans and all the things that they had to pass through. Many situations of weather and nature and all the things they had to face. But they were willing to leave their comfort zones and get out there to see Jesus. They stepped into the unknown because they believed the destination was worth the risk. And the Jewish faith also teaches about their father Abraham. God called him out of his family and asked him to go on a journey. And he did not know where he was going, but he knew who was asking him to go. And he trusted in that God who called him. And he set out on a journey that God has shown every day, one step at a time. And that's why read in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place, and he, even though he did not know where he was going, he set out on a journey. By faith, he made his home the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. And he lived in tents, moving from place to place, raising his children and family along the way. That is what following a vision means. Trusting God's vision that God gives us is very important in the journey of our faith. And also, the wise men came to the palace. They were looking for a king who was born. Naturally, they thought that it was going to be in a palace somewhere. Never expected that to be in a manger. Not in a manger, in a very small, ordinary home. They expected a king. So that may be one of the reasons that they went to the palace and asked for the king's baby. And the king was shocked. And the king wanted to kill all the babies because this was a threat to his position and power. But they came to terms with the knowledge that God's plan of salvation is not through kings and powers. It is through the symbol and the humble. The humble, simple baby Jesus is the salvation to this world. There was no palace, no crown, no guards. Yet Matthew says that they fell down and worshipped this baby. Many miss Jesus because they are looking for Jesus in the power, success, and the spectacular things of this world. That is not Jesus. That's not where Jesus shows up. He shows up in the ordinary. He shows up in the lowly and among the poor. He shows up among the sick. He shows up among the places that where we least expect. It's not in the palaces, not in the White House, not in the mansions. He shows up in the people who are in the needs and marginalized. People often think that if God can show himself to us, we would believe. Many people say that. God has already showed himself to us in many different ways. So you don't have to have a revelation of the Savior to this world in any other way other than Jesus Christ. And also they gave more gifts than they wanted to give. Because those three gifts that they brought, the gold, frankincense and myrrh, are very important for the Jewish tradition and faith. And they fell down and worshipped God because he's not only the king, but also he's God himself. The three gifts about gold is a royal gift that they historically considered as a royal gift to a king. So they acknowledged Jesus as a king. And frankincense is about worshipping. Jewish tradition says the smoke coming from their altar with frankincense. So they were worshipping not only him as a king, but also as God. Worship is good to God. And then myrrh is the one that Jewish people used to embalm their bodies when they die. The bodies will be embalmed before they were buried. So that also shows the sacrifice. King, God, and sacrifice we sang today. That's what those three symbols mean. They were symbols of the eventual sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And the worship that we can all do together because of the sacrifice as Gentile people who are outside of the religion of Jewish faith. We have access to the kingdom of God through his sacrifice. So the reason for that visit is not about bringing just the gifts, but to have a personal experience. Many people accept the faith or go to church for many different reasons. Some people want power, some people want positions, and many, many different motives that they go to church on. Ultimately, there is only one reason to go to church. It's only one reason to go to God, to worship him, to worship the living God. But sometimes people mask their desires. Now, my grandson loves to visit our home. And we always think that is because he loves us. Yes, he loves us. But one day I asked him, do you love your grandpa and grandma? Oh yeah, I love them. We visit them all the time. Then why do you love to visit them? He said, well, I can watch more TV. He was honest. Because his parents would not allow him to watch TV like we do. So, I mean, he spends only a few hours there. We are not that restricted to them because he's going to leave anyway. So he'll be on the good side for him, so he can come back again. But that's what some people think, that you can come to the church with other things in your mind. That's not what the wise men were doing. They visited Jesus to have a personal experience and to worship him. They offered their best with the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Not just random gifts. Not just some things that you look up on the Amazon website and think, you type there, what is a good gift for a baby, 2-year-old, right? That's what we do. And then it pops up a list. Oh, I think this is good. No. They specifically picked up those three gifts because of the revelation that they got was very personal to them. They wanted to honor that baby, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the one who is eternal, the one who brings salvation to this world. And they wanted to acknowledge him, and they wanted to worship him. They did not give any leftovers for him. They brought the ideal gifts that they wanted, true worship that they could do with those gifts. And it was a truth that you and I, that we have to take from. Have you been to Jesus with all of our great gifts that we have in our lives? A child once asked the people why they put money in the offering plate. And they did not have an answer. They said, the church needs it. But when he went home and asked his dad, Dad, why do you put money in the offering plate? And the dad told him, I gave my life to God. And everything else that belongs to me is God's. That's why I pay money. That's a very good eye-opening statement. If you don't give your life and give any money, it's not going to be worth anything to God. First your life, then your gift. That's what the wise men did. Have you been to Jesus? Is the question still God is asking through this story. Personally, we have to go and experience personally and accept him as our Lord, King, and Savior. Then everything will come together in our lives. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be His living witnesses wherever we are, sharing His love to others. Amen. The closing hymn is "Have You Been to Jesus?" It is on the screen. If you can follow that, please stand for the closing hymn.
Trusting in His grace this hour, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Walking daily by the Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your souls be ready for the mansion's bride and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
As we go from this place, an encounter with Christ always changes our lives. And a personal experience of Jesus Christ brings us closer to God and closer to each other. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.